USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As politicians continue to shut down or limit American businesses for COVID-19, the number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits rose again last week. The latest jobless claims figures from the Labor Department, which covers the week ending November 21st, shows that 778,000 workers filed for help. The Dow Jones lost about 0.5% of its value on the news. President-elect Joe Biden wants to erase $10,000 in student loan debt per student loan. Biden reiterated his support for a provision of the HEROES Act. Under that legislation, economically distressed borrowers would immediately have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. The government would also cover monthly loan payments for people with private student loans until September 2021 and forgive $10,000 of their debt. Thanksgiving football is on for Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and Baltimore at Pittsburgh for the late game. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.